RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This week's Tea Price Report is sponsored by the East Africa Tea Trade Association, EATTA, owners of the Mombasa Tea Auction since 1956. Week 7, ending 13 February 2026. Tea markets closed ISO Week 7 with a steadier tone as buyers continue to prioritize near-term cover and invoice certainty over forward risk, but showed slightly more willingness to compete with seasonal leaf and clean manufacturing was evident. Across origin, demand remained decisively quality-led. Well-made teas cleared consistently, average descriptions met selective inquiry, and plainer invoices faced widening resistance, reinforcing dispersion within catalogs rather than uniform strength. Buyer participation remained concentrated, with fewer hands setting the clearing level across several catalogs, leaving secondary lines to trade unevenly, especially where liquidity grades dominated offerings. Export discipline persisted, supported by currency dynamics and elevated input costs, which limited the willingness to accept discounts and keep price floors intact, even where demand for off-grade softened. In Colombo, the early season uplift in select high-grown and bright liquoring teas continued to anchor sediment, while low-grown segments remained more invoice-specific and sensitive to buyer replacement alternatives. Prices averaged $3.14 U.S. per kilo, down 1 cent from the prior week. In North India, Assam liquidity grades continued to function as the price-setting mechanism, with buying largely contractual and execution-driven rather than speculative. Prices averaged USD $2.01 per kilo in week 7, down 1 cent from US 202 per kilo in the prior week. In East Africa, competitive bidding concentrated around proven BP1 and PF1 and clean dusts, while plainer lots saw wider bid-ask gaps, consistent with a market that is clearing volume but rewarding specification. Prices averaged $2.22 per kilo in week 7, down 1 cent from US 221 the prior week. Auction pricing in Indonesia remains secondary to contract and direct sales activities, with selective interest focused on specialty lots and improved teas. Where spot buying did occur, it was disciplined and specification-led rather than broad-based. Prices averaged US $1.19 per kilo in week 7, up 1 cent from US $1.18 per kilo the prior week. Overall headline averages again masked the real signal. The spread between must-own teas and undifferentiated teas has widened, and that dispersion is increasingly the durable feature of price discovery. Visit www.teajourney.pub and select Tea Price Report for a detailed regional breakdown, 6-month trade signals, and near-term outlook for quarter one. That's the Tea Biz Tea Price Report for week 7, ending 13 February 2026.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.